We're now joined by the head coach of the Pattonsburg Panthers, Chase Roberts. Pattonsburg in the second round, semifinal round, if you will, of eight-man districts will be at Southwest Livingston. Kickoff 7 o'clock from Ludlow on Friday night. Quality victory over North Shelby last week, 70-30. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, man. It's a huge win, the first playoff win for the Pattonsburg football team since bringing back football 4 years ago, and then now getting to do it at home. It makes it that much more special for our guys. So just a big deal for Pattonsburg and Eagleville and Gilman City and for our boys to get to do that at home. It's a special night.
And you know, as you take a look at this week, there are a lot of games, and we were talking about a couple of them off the air, where there's definitely a favorite and there's definitely an underdog. And you know, I guess it makes sense to say, well, somebody who has home field advantage would be a favorite this week. And so, you know, I guess you give that tip of the hat to Southwest Livingston, but I think this is one of the better matchups around the region, if not eight-man this week, with you guys going down to Southwest. I think it's going to be a heck of a game.
I think so, too. I think that we're very similar in the makeup of our teams. You know, we have three towns that come together to play in Pattonsburg, and then bringing in up with North Harrison and Gilman City. They have a co-op with Tyler Avalon and Hale. They get two kids from one school and six or seven from another. So we're really very similar football teams, just as far as how we bring a team together. And then on top of that, we're both not very big and pretty fast. So it's going to be a lot of skinny guys out there running around, a lot of athletes on the field Friday night. And I think it'll be an exciting game. Like you said, I think a great matchup. And we're excited to get to play a really good football team. And I feel like we got a really good chance to win a big-time football game for our boys in district semifinals.
I was at the Lathrop-Trenton game, and I know that your field faces the same direction as Lathrop's. It's north to south. So you had that south wind blowing all night, Coach. How much did that wind play a factor in that ball game last Friday?
Not a lot. You know, we were able to do what we wanted to do, which is run the football, we didn't throw it a lot, but when we threw it well. We threw 16 times, completed 12 of those passes, and most of those were big plays and a few touchdowns there. So I was pleased with our ability to throw the ball. But, you know, what's been able to separate us over the last couple of weeks is our offensive line and even the line, controlling the line of scrimmage. And we are a spread team that we like to run around and throw it. But you can't beat running the football. It just – Too many good things are set up by running the football. We've been able to do that. And so, you know, the win doesn't affect your offensive line, and that's what we did last week. We did a great job of controlling the front, and we're going to have to do it again this week to win a football game in cold weather.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. If your defensive line, if the wind's in somebody's face and the defensive line forces them into third and long where you have to throw the ball or force a punt and things like that, it becomes much more of a factor. If your offensive line is making work, then the wind isn't a factor if you're running the football well.
That's right, and we did a great job last week. You know, I don't know, another score, 70-30 looks lopsided, but it was a ball game in the first quarter. It was 20-22. We both swapped scores the first possession. But we gave up three fourth down conversions to let them have those three scores in the first quarter. And you can't win football games when you don't win fourth down. And so we finally got a stop, like you're talking about, on fourth and eight, and they were actually throwing the ball into the wind going south, and we were able to knock the ball out once it hit the guy's hand. And then from then on, our defense started making big plays, and they didn't score again until late in the game. And then we were able to blow it open and make it 50-20 at half, and then tack on 20 more early in the second half, started off with a pick six to make it 70-20 before we kind of called the dogs off. So it was a big night for Pattonsburg, but our defense was able to actually talk about that win. We picked two off and broke one up on fourth down that got the game swung back in our favor, and we were able to take off from there and not look back. And so it was a huge again, talk about it all day long, a huge win for our guys, but defensively being able to finally put our foot down and say enough is enough at the end of that first quarter with a little help from the wind was a huge turning point in the game for us.
You have speed this year as one of your great strengths, Coach, and it's easy to see speed when you're scoring touchdowns and you're running away from people. It sounds like in a lot of ways your speed defensively really was a key factor in your wrestling momentum away from North Shelby.
Absolutely, and I think that our defensive wearing, I think that, and this is just a testament to our kids' work ethic. And you know, I talk about it all the time. We've had these four seniors that have got Cole Dilley as quarterback and Peyton Jones at receiver and Justin Booth at guard and Ryan Thompson at nose guard that have just got their teeth kicked in for the first 3 years of their athletic their football career at Pattonsburg and bringing the football program back, and now to be you know, working toward what we are now at 5-5 with a chance to win a semifinal district game. For those guys to get to be part of this is huge. And what's just been really fun to watch them is use what we have, which is our speed, to be successful. And where we thought, hey, you know, we can do things on offense and we can manipulate our offense to match our strengths. But as far as our defense goes, you know, you kind of got to match other people. But seeing them be able to embrace their speed and their athleticism, we're in such good shape. That's where I'm sorry going with all that was that we're in such good shape that our defensive line is not big. But after the first second quarter, we start to wear them down and run around them, and then we start to make plays. So Justin Booth and Ryan Thompson and Blake Hewitt last week were our three defensive linemen, and they were just monsters for us up front with their speed and, again, just being in shape. And those guys, both of them playing both ways and just able to wear down North Shelby and just be one step faster in all directions. That's just, again, just a testament to our guys' discipline and work ethic and just staying with it and believing that the running and the conditioning are worth it and now they're getting to reap the reward of that, which is making plays.
If you don't adjust, it's going to be really hard to win even at the eight-man level. We've talked throughout the year about how the guys are getting better at playing physical at the line and saying, yeah, you know, yes, you're more of a finesse speed team. But are the guys making progress at that physical side of the sport that you got to be good at to win games, Coach?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things that stick out about our defense over the last couple of weeks is we're hitting people, you know, and you're hearing pads pop and helmets are hitting and you can hear it from the sideline. And that's exciting. And it's just a mentality. And I credit that a lot to my twin brother. He's one of our assistant coaches. He works a lot with the defense and just preaching physicality and preaching toughness. And fly the football, and again, that's just a speed thing of desire and getting there. And I think that's where we've grown the most is just having a football mentality of attack and aggressive. And when we get there, we're going to have a little bit of a nasty to us. We're going to make the pass pop, and they're going to know that they got tackled. And so we're doing a really good job of that and growing in that. And that's showing that, you know, in the last 2 weeks, really the last 3 weeks, we've let teams score. Albany scored the first two possessions. KCE scored the first two possessions, and then North Shelby scored the first three possessions, but then after that, we've just shut them down, and so that's been a huge step in the right direction of a defensive mentality for our football team.
When you talk about a game that both teams, your team and Southwest Livingston, fast and not necessarily the biggest teams out there in eight-man, to me, defensively, that would tell me that your ability to tackle in space is going to be really important this week.
Yeah, absolutely, and they do. They got two really good running backs and a good quarterback, and they're special players, 25, 22, and 8, and they're tough kids, and they can run. And like you said, you know, that quarterback gets out in space. They throw it a lot, but when they throw it, their best play is a busted play a lot of times. They just takes off running, and they've got some receivers that can go and get it too. But, yeah, you know, we're going to try to match athlete for athlete, and it's really exciting too to get to play somebody that kind of does what you do. You know, and spread it out. And so having to make tackles one-on-ones in open field is never easy, but it's what's going to take to win this football game on Friday. And whichever team can do that the best is going to win. And that's the bottom line of both teams trying to do the same thing on offense of getting their fast guys out in space. And the defense has got to fly around and tackle. And so whoever does that the best this week can win football game.
Well, it's easy to tell, you know, when the guys haven't done it before, what a postseason victory last week meant for your program, Coach. To get to the Final Eight, to get to a district final and win on Friday night, what would that mean for the Panthers?
Well, you know, obviously it's huge. I don't care how good you have been. There's nothing more you can do than keep playing, you know, and so to be the Final Eight, that's where you want to be, and it don't matter if you're tickled to be in the Final Eight or you're expecting to win the state championship, you got to get to the Final Eight. And so, you know, I think that the cool thing about it is I think our guys expect to be there next week, you know, and we think, that, again, that Southwest is going to be a battle, and we think it's going to be a heck of a football game, but we expect to win, and I think our kids expect to go out and compete. And I don't think they're going to be shocked if we look up next week and, hey, we're playing for a district championship. And so it's exciting to see their attitudes change and expectations change. And so we expect to go out and we expect to compete Friday night against one of the better teams in the region, obviously one of the best 16 teams in the state left. And so I don't think that our guys are going to be just shocked if we do get a win and move on. But at the same time, you know, if it doesn't work out the way you meant for it to work out, I think that the bottom line is our guys are ready to compete. And that's where we haven't, you know, been the best, even at the beginning of the year to now. But our guys are learning how to compete and expect great things from themselves. And that's what we've grown the most, I think, this year, just a mentality of greatness. And we can do great things. And we got to go and expect great things, not just hope they happen, but make them happen. And so, yeah, you know, it would be huge. But I don't think it would be shocking to our guys because I think they really do expect great things out of themselves. And they know they got a chance to do something special this year.
Pattonsburg, if they can get a victory, they'd be Bramer fans. I think Coach would probably admit to that, because if Bramer and Pattonsburg win, you'd have a district final game at Pattonsburg, which would be pretty cool for the Panthers. However, you know, Bramer's at King City, number one seed. They'll be favored in that matchup this week. You know, you see somebody different this week, Coach. It's not a Grand River Conference team in Southwest Livingston. Do you like the fact that the guys see somebody different this week?
I do. I think it's more fun, if nothing else, just as a coach to watch new film and to get together with a new game plan. And, you know, you want your conference to be great, and we want the GRC to shine. And so, you know, it's things like last week when you got Albany and Stanbury playing in the first round. Albany won one game this year against Bramer, and that, you know, they just got the hardest schedule in the state. They had to play Mound City and Sacred Heart as non-conference games, plus GRC schedule. And then for them to have to go and play Stanbury in the first round of playoffs, you know, that's tough. And so now for Bramer and King City have to match up in the second round, you know, it's not ideal because you want the GRC to go as far as it can go. But, you know, it's a small thing, and we're in a small part of the world, and so, you know, it's inevitable. But all that to say, we are thankful to play somebody different and to get to kind of see a 275, 500 team versus a GRC 500 team. And we hope to represent the GRC well and come up with a victory. And again, just kind of flex the GRC muscles a little bit. We think we're a conference full of great football teams, and we want to be part of that as well, of being a great football team.
Yeah, it's certainly one of those games that I'll be keeping an eye on Friday night. I'll be up at Princeton for the South Harrison-Princeton game. But interested in that final score, I think it's going to be a good one, like I said at the front of the interview, with Southwest Livingston 2-seed hosting 3-seed Pattonsburg. It's head coach Chase Roberts of the Pattonsburg Panthers. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck down at Ludlow Friday night.
Thanks, sir. Go Panthers.